Exodus chapter 21. And these are the principles of justice which you will set out before them. If you acquire a Hebrew servant, he will serve for 6 years. Then in the seventh year, he will go out free without any claim on him. If he comes on his own, he will go out on his own. If he is the husband of a wife, then his wife will go out with him. If his master gives him a wife, and she bears him sons or daughters, the wife and her children will be her master's, and he will go out on his own. If the servant positively says, "I love my master, my wife and my sons, I will not go out free," then his master will bring him to the representatives of God. Then he will bring him to the door or to the doorpost, and his master will bore through his ear with an awl, and he will serve him indefinitely. And if a man sells his daughter as a maidservant, she will not go out as men servants go out. If she is bad in the sight of her master who appointed her to himself, then he will have her redeemed. He shall not have authority to sell her to a foreign nation in his deceitful dealing with her. And if he appoints her for his son, he will deal with her according to the custom for daughters. If he takes another woman to wife, he shall not diminish her food and clothing and marital rights. If he does not do these three things for her, she shall go out without claim on her, without financial consequences. He who strikes a man so that he dies shall certainly be put to death. But if he did not deliberately kill him, but God caused him to cross paths with him, then I will appoint you a place to which he can flee. But when a man is incensed against his neighbour to the point of deliberately killing him, you will take him from my altar to be put to death. And he who strikes his father or his mother will certainly be put to death. And he who abducts a man and sells him, or if the man is found in his power, he will certainly be put to death. And he who curses his father or his mother will certainly be put to death. And if men argue, and a man strikes his neighbour with a stone or with his fist, and he doesn't die but becomes bedridden, then if he recovers and can walk about outside with his stick, then he who struck him will be acquitted, except that he will compensate him for his time recovering, and he will see to a complete recovery. And if a man strikes his manservant or his maidservant with a stick, and he or she dies when under his charge, he will certainly be avenged. But if after a day or two he can stand, he will not be avenged, because he is his source of income. And if men quarrel and strike a pregnant woman, and her unborn baby miscarries, but there is no further injury, he will certainly be punished according to what the husband of the woman imposes on him, and he will pay in the presence of the judges. If there is further injury, you will impose life for life, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a hand for a hand, a foot for a foot, a burn for a burn, a wound for a wound, scarring for scarring. If a man strikes his manservant's eye or his maidservant's eye and ruins it, he shall let him go free as compensation for his eye. If he knocks out a tooth of his manservant's or a tooth of his maidservant's, he will let him go free as compensation for his tooth. And if an ox butts a man or a woman, and he or she dies, the ox will certainly be stoned, and its flesh will not be eaten, and the owner of the ox will be innocent. But if the ox had been prone to butting for some time, and it had been solemnly stated to its owner, but he did not keep it securely, and the ox killed a man or a woman, it shall be stoned, and also its owner shall be put to death. If bail is imposed on him, then he must make the bail payment for his life according to everything that was imposed on him. Whether it butts a son or butts a daughter, the matter will be dealt with for him according to this law. If the ox butts a manservant or a maidservant, the owner shall give 30 shekels of silver to the servant's master, and the ox will be stoned. And if a man opens up a pit, or a man digs a pit, and does not cover it, and an ox or donkey falls into it, the owner of the pit shall pay money in compensation to its owner, and the dead animal will be his. And if a man's ox butts a neighbour's ox, and it dies, they shall sell the ox that is alive, and they will divide the proceeds of it, and they will also share the dead animal. But if it was known that the ox had been prone to butting for some time, and its owner had not kept it securely, he shall certainly pay an ox for an ox, and the dead ox will be his.